Rock 107 WIRX.
All righty, good morning. What's happening?
What's happening?
It's 8:12. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Morning.
Today we got some sunshine, clouds later on, high of 48. Tonight cloudy, some more rain, low of 40. Hopefully no more snow, for God's sakes.
What the hell is going on?
Tuesday cloudy, chance for rain, high of 62. Wednesday cloudy, chance for rain, high of 66.
Dude, I was golfing on Saturday.
Yeah.
Having a great time. It was nice. And then Sunday rolls around. It's like, yeah. What?
I'm in a real piece of garbage.
Dude, it was sideways sleet yesterday.
Yep.
Sleet, snow. It actually stuck.
Terrible.
Sliding around. I should put more air in my tires for the summer. Not a good idea.
He's all over the place.
All over the place.
Yeah. It's all right. We're going to get through it. Hi, Kiki.
Good morning.
Hi. Hello. How are you? Use the good mic. Or wait, that's the bad mic. Wait, use that mic. No, wait, use that mic.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
What? That one's right. Oh, no, wait.
Get it going.
That's not even right. Hold on. Somebody messed with my board. There we go. Take power. Hi.
Hello. Hello.
There you go. Nailed it. God, I wish you'd figure this out. Hey, look at what Hunter, before we get to WTF, look at what Hunter and I did. We made morning show binders to organize everything.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so proud. And you each have your own?
Yeah. His is red. Mine's white.
Yeah. Oh, good job.
It's a dollar more an hour.
Yes. Do we get a pay increase because of our productivity and responsibility?
Well, what's weird is I see you guys have binders, but nothing are in the binders, and everything is still scattered throughout the table.
It's a work in progress, Kiki. God, she's never happy. Okay. She's never happy.
Look at this binder.
Look at it.
You know what? You take it back. You take it back.
He's even got the protective sleeves in there for when he spills stuff.
Yeah.
We're responsible. We're real adults.
That's
now.
Why it's sunny out today.
That's right.
Because of us.
Because of us.
We're responsible.
We did it. Let's talk about a box of porn.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show. Brought to you by Gilson Cycle.
What, did Kiki find it last night?
No, I got mine hidden. Don't worry. This guy has so many life choices, he's going to want to re-examine as soon as possible. Oh, wait. Don't ding it. Hold on. I got something great for this. Ready?
Hey, man, got a big box of porn for you.
So there's a guy in Indiana who's only been identified as Charlie. Charlie is not having a great go at it.
Charlie.
So back in October of 2016, he got divorced and moved back in with his parents in Grand Haven, Michigan.
Uh-oh.
Right north of us there.
So what's in the box?
My personal collection of erotica.
Here's what happened. He moved out of his parents' house in August of 2017 after the police had to come for a domestic incident, and he headed to Indiana. A few months later, his parents drove there to drop off his stuff.
Well, you know, this is really gracious and kind and generous and everything, but I just don't want a big box of porn in my apartment.
There's some really great stuff in here.
However, he noticed two things were missing. One of them, the big thing, was his massive porn collection. We're talking 12 large boxes full of movies and two boxes of adult toys.
God. Dude, here it is. Boner Jams 03. It's a mixtape I made. All these great scenes that I was really into in the summer of 2003.
Oh.
I think you'd really dig it.
Yeah.
When he confronted them about it, they told him that they destroyed it. His father told him in an email he did it, quote, for your own mental and emotional health.
Dad, why?
I would have done the same if I had found a kilo of crack cocaine. Whoa. Let's not get the two confused here.
It's going from porn to crack, huh?
I think porn is a little less severe than maybe a box full of crack cocaine.
Yeah.
That's just my take on it, though. It turns out Charlie was kicked out of both high school and college for selling porn to other students.
Oh,
he has a history of porn. So now Charlie is suing his parents for $86,000.
Wow.
Biggie says a lot of the movies were rare and valuable.
Wow.
He also tried to press charges. This is, oh my God, $86,000
in porn.
That's a lot of porn. All right, I'm going to ask you a question, and you got to be honest because, well, she's here, and she probably knows.
Yeah.
Do you have, like, a DVD or something hidden somewhere in the house?
Hard copies? Yeah, they're not hidden, though.
They're not hidden. I know exactly where they are.
Where are they? Let's see if we can figure
in
this.
In a black duffel bag.
Oh, in the black duffel bag!
She
thought it was going to be, he thought, well, it's a stinky black duffel bag. She's never going to go into it. This is perfect.
It's down in the basement.
Dude, wife, girlfriend, moms, any female knows where all the porn is.
They can sniff it out.
They love to snoop around and find it.
It's not a snooping. I definitely wasn't looking for that. But I am the organizer of things most of the time. I'm also the one that's like looking for stuff. You know, we've moved into the house only 2 years ago, so I still look for things. And originally, it was just in our shared closet, like at the bottom next to my shoes.
Yeah.
So when I was like, "Oh, cool, a duffel bag," I'm going to use this for the gym. Never mind, it's already stocked full.
It's a jerkin bag.
There's like four DVDs in there, and lady, I'm pretty sure your pirate porno is in there too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, so does it bother you?
No.
Doesn't bother you at all?
No.
Now, what if it was his...
I don't think that he's actually taking the time to pop in a DVD.
Yeah, I never do that.
Or a VHS.
That never happens.
VHS. Into the player.
It's in there. It's just I haven't gotten around to them. They're just kind of in storage now at this point. They're next 2 years. I got a couple in just the old CD sleeves.
Oh, yeah, nice.
They were some free-range pornos that we had to get organized.
That looks a little sketch.
Those are very sketch. I don't even know what's on those anymore.
I think it was like sixth or seventh grade. The group that I used to hang out with, my buddies, we'd pass around one. It was a VHS tape, and it was called Humpkin Pie.
We had one.
It had Ron Jeremy in it. I remember that.
Ours was it was a Jenna Jameson one, a firefighter one.
Nice.
Oh, what was that one called? That one, it had a Jill Kelly in there. Jenna Jameson. I think Peter North makes an appearance.
Yeah,
this
probably.
Is old school, man. And we shared it. It was a VHS, and we shared it.
Now, girls in high school, we did not share porn, nor did
you
we
shared vibrators.
It, nor did we stop. That's disgusting.
Oh.
But all of our guy friends, I mean, that was a real struggle in high school. You guys really did have stashes of porn, and you hid it all over your parents' house because our guy friends hid it in the ceiling. It was in the ceiling in, like, a closet.
I got a beat. Mine was in the back of a CD case. So, like, you could open up the old CD cases, and I had folded up Playboy magazine pictures in the back of that CD case, and then you had to close it real tight.
Wow.
Brilliant.
You poor guys.
Absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
Can I tell one quick story real quick?
One quick story, yes.
We were at a party. This was, sophomore year of high school? God, it was a dick. I feel bad for this. And, you know, if she's listening, I apologize right now. So we were having fun at this party. Her parents were gone. She had a new computer. We were messing around on the computer. Of course, the guys get on the websites. And so I have this brilliant idea.
Yeah.
I'm going to print out, like, 40 of these pictures.
Well, I can.
So I print them all out, and I hide them around her house in books, pizza boxes, fridges, freezers. Dude, she called me last year. This was sophomore year high school.
Yeah.
She called me last year. I just got off the phone with my mom. She found another one of those pictures you hid in high school.
That's what we call the long con.
Oh, my,
that's what we call.
I'm pretty sure they're really religious, too. I feel like a jerk, dude.
Take your porn with you.
I'm not taking it.
Take your box of porn.
That is my gift to you.
No, I don't want it. David, it's not. Just.
Andy, for the last time, I don't want your giant box of pornography.
No. Come on, man. So uncool.
No, uncool? Uncool is trying to give an honest man a big box of porn, Andy.
Rock 107 WIRX, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Yeah. Oh, and Kiki. I totally forgot you were in here.
Hi.
Hi, what's going on?
I'm here.
Oh, you're here too?
Don't piss her off, Brock. Great. It's Monday.
Yeah.
No, she.
Brock.
Yeah, Brock. Yeah.
Yeah, Brock. It's always Brock's fault, isn't it?
Yeah, I've accepted that. That's okay. You know, because here's the thing, is when you accept that it's always your fault, then you're not, like, upset when they're like, why'd you let this happen?
Yeah.
This is yo. I'm like, yeah, it was me. What's your point?
If you accept it's your fault, you can watch the game.
Yeah.
That's usually what happens.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think I screw up too many things around the house. What's the last thing I screwed up, Kiki? You still keeping track nowadays? Got that
not
clicker?
Mess up. You didn't finish laundry last night. I noticed that this morning.
What?
You didn't hide your black duffel bag good enough.
I said to get the laundry finished last night.
Well, the towels are done. I just didn't take them out of the dryer because I didn't have time.
Well, exactly. And guess what? I didn't have any towels this morning.
Did you shower this morning?
Yes.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
Did you shower this morning?
Yes,
no, you're lying. Look at her. She's lying.
No, I did.
You
I did.
Liar.
I did.
Oh, you did shower, did you?
You're just being weird about it.
Oh, you showered, did you?
I did.
Come here. Let me smell you. I don't think you did.
I can vouch. She definitely did.
You son of a...
Smell me.
Look me dead in the face.
Yeah,
and
let
say,
me smell that pit. Come here.
Smell it.
Come here.
No. Oh, look,
smell
wait,
it.
Hold on. I got to
smell it.
Look me dead in the face. All right.
I showered this morning.
Look. Say it into the microphone.
I showered this morning.
You're
say
lying.
I.
No, I'm not.
Say I promise. I promise.
I had to pull a beach towel out.
Say
I pull a beach towel out because. You didn't bring the towels
I
up.
I promise
swear.
On Emery's
oh
life.
That's what I was going to say.
You guys are so annoying.
I swear on Emery's life.
Yeah, I needed towels this morning because I showered, you dummies. I'm going to punch you both
She's
in
pissed.
The crotch.
It started off fun.
Thanks.
And now mommy's mad.
She is mad. Look at her. Come on.
You guys are so annoying. I hate this dumb show. This is the worst part of my day.
Yeah, it's funny. I know immediately when you're really mad because you grab your phone.
Yeah, that's right. I'm done talking to you. All right, either tell me the truth or I'm going to play this.
Stop.
Oh, God. You really want to piss her off? Now you're going to piss me off. No, she's going to leave.
I'm so annoyed right now.
She's going to leave.
This has been fun. This has been a good time. AC/DC. Ooh.
Oh, Brock's not getting laid.
That rocks.
All righty. Good morning. 8:40. It's Brock and Hunter.
Boy.
Kiki, are you still mad at us?
Of course.
You still annoyed with us?
Always annoyed.
It's like two toddlers in here. Just, I'm not touching you. I'm not touching you. Hey, we got a lot of fun stuff going on, but I do want to talk about something very special this weekend. People were so excited when the Bong Brothers took over on 420. The Bong Brothers were here. We were no longer Rock 107 WIRX. We were Pot 107 WHIRX. Mm-hmm. And we smoked out the room. We had a great time. Well, guess what? It's coming back, man.
It's back.
It's coming back this Saturday. 420 is taking over.
Fantastic.
WIRX.
Brock's favorite holiday.
That's right.
Brock, you dirty doper.
You dirty doper, you. You patchouli-wearing dirty pothead. No, we're going to have a lot of fun, man. Obviously, Michigan, it's legal now, and why not celebrate it?
Kind of.
We're working on it.
We're
positive thinkers that way. Make sure you join us in all the big, stupid, and juvenile stunts you'd expect from us. Go to WIRX.com to check out our webpage for all things related to 420, such as the podcasts and the 420 Festival details. And then all Saturday long on 420, we are going to have special program. Of course, it's brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden Supply at Smith Lumber. Get your sticky garden on point, located downtown Hartford. They are the best buds in the business, man. Also, Let It Grow, Gas and Provisions, and Niles, BC Hemp Co., and Mr. Fun Guy. Green Iguana Hydroponics and Cassopolis. Grow green, save green. It's 420, man.
Your dreadlocks going to be done by Saturday?
I think so. I was thinking dreadlocks or cornrows. Does that work? I don't know.
No, it has nothing to do with weed.
I got that Jamaican vibe going, right?
Oh, okay.
You know?
I guess.
Nice tan skin cornrows.
Yeah.
Smoking a doobie.
There you go.
I don't know. I think that's what I'm going to do. But it is going to be a lot of fun, obviously, and we're going to be goofy and silly, but just have a great time on 420 because we owe it to you to celebrate accordingly. All right.
It's the first year, too.
Yeah, it is. It is the first year with it technically being legal on the recreational side that we're having it. So check it out. Pot 107 WHIRX this Saturday. Your comedian today is Tommy Jonigan. Jonigan? A soft J. I don't know.
It rocks.
Hey, good morning. 8:55. Kiki left. She was done with us. You guys are seven.
Yeah, she, A little annoyed.
We have that effect on people.
You know? A little annoyed.
Oh, man. All right. Let's do your dumb vocabulary.
Making you smarter every day. It's Dumb Vocabulary with Brock.
How you feeling from the weekend?
I'm feeling good, man.
Feeling good?
You helped me kill some time while I look for a dumb vocabulary.
Yeah, I just knew that. So yesterday morning, obviously... Tiger teed off at 9 o'clock. Everybody else teed off at like 7. That's when the first group went off.
Uh-huh.
I fly down my stairs, man. I get up bright and early. I'm up early anyway because they get up early for the show. fly downstairs. Tiger's on, yeah. And I have a foosball table in my basement, mm-hmm. and one of the arms was sticking out.
Yeah,
dude, I ran into that arm perfectly. My thigh, my left thigh, I mean, to the bone, dude. Dropped like a sack of potatoes. This is at 7 a.m. Sunday morning.
You're such an athlete.
Screaming. Just bloody murder. Wife gets up. She runs downstairs. Yeah. She thinks I, like, you know, fell on a shard of glass or something.
God, I wish.
And I'm, shut up. I'm just holding my thigh. She's like, what's wrong? You okay? I'm like, my thigh. She's like, I'm going back to bed. So that's how my day started, Brock.
You're such an athlete. I know. You're the pinnacle of athleticism, oh, right there. Getting taken out by foosball tables.
A foosball table that doesn't move. It sits there.
At least it didn't hit you in the donger.
It was close.
That would hurt.
It was close.
Would hurt real bad.
But it's like one of the target. Did you have you ever like walked into like a bench and like smacked your shin? Or?
I do more of a hump, and I don't yell. When it's real bad, I don't yell. That's when I know it hurts. If I yell, that means it didn't hurt that bad.
It's like the Family Guy thing.
I can't wait to see that bruise you got.
Dude, it's
like,
gonna be fat.
Little fat bruise.
Yeah.
Fat bruise.
Big old fat.
All right. I do have a dumb vocabulary, or I thought I had one. Damn it. Where'd it go? There we go. Butter lumps.
Butter lumps.
Butter lumps.
That just sounds disgusting to me.
Butter. Butter lumps.
All right. Butter, which is cellulite, right? Is it cellulite?
No.
Butter lumps. It's boobies because the lumps. And what's the butter part? Big buttery nipples? I don't know.
It's just big fat boobies.
Are they? All right. I was close. Big buttery boobies.
Big buttery boobies.
What's the commercial?
Butter lumps.
What's the commercial? The buttery flaky.
Buttery flaky crust. These are big buttery boobies. That old guy couldn't say that either.
Couldn't say it either.
Now, it can be on a man or a woman, too.
Yeah, okay.
Example. Whoa! Look at those butter lumps.
Look at those.
Cripes.
Look at those dinner plate nipples.
For God's sakes. You took it too far.
Things are huge.